I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is the star of Alice in Winterland. That is Kesha and a song called Raisin Hell. We'll get to see her do that live. And we'll get to see Avril Lavigne too on December 5th at the Masonic. So the tickets are on sale now. They are almost gone.
Yeah, Michelle just said they're moving fast.
They are not going to last long. There will be chances to win them, like right now. If you're calling 97 right now, 800-400-3697, you get reserved seats at Alice in Winterland. Stars Kesha and Avril Lavigne. DJ, blow my speakers up. Plus, if you win these particular sets of tickets, you get passes into the exclusive Sarah and Vinny Bud Light Platinum pre-party before the show. It's exclusive.
Oh.
We're excluding a lot of people from our exclusive show. You have to be over 21 to win. Alice in Winterland tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. And the winning for these tickets that come with the pre-party, the exclusive Bud Light Platinum pre-party with Sarah and Vinny, are at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. Corey has the phones. Call now, 800-400-3697. We're looking for caller number 97.
All right, so I have some texts. So we got no movies reviews today.
No?
Nope.
No.
Huh.
Yep, he's taking care of that little girl in New York.
Huh. I would have thought some of the other reviewers would have been like, now's our chance.
Yeah. Where's all the other reviewers? Where's Corey?
Here we go. No script. We're going to freestyle.
I know. I can say whatever I want.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even think to ask anybody.
No one's going
to
keep asking me questions?
All right. I don't know about that.
We've pre-discussed your answers. Let's get to the question portion of the program. Don't go off script.
Spent a lot of time typing that up.
Right. Anyway, 800-400-3697. You, the texter, are the star of the next few minutes on this show.
All right.
Oh, and don't forget the Raiders play tonight, and it's going to screw up traffic. Okay, yeah. There you go.
Bow.
Bow. Raiders looking good. Really good, actually. Can you please wish my husband, happy 43rd birthday, Alice family. His name is Berto.
Oh, Berto.
Berto.
You played such a big role when we were doing long distance, and I'm very grateful. Thank you, Vanita.
Oh, Berto and Vanita. Happy birthday, Berto.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy birthday. 43. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a solid year. You were that once.
You're still far away from that 5-0. Mm. Ooh, that's
getting
the one.
Though.
And then the next thing you know, you're like, they're all, hey, why don't you get a shingles shot? And you're like, all right, I'll go look for it. And then you can't find it.
Yeah.
It's impossible to find.
Hey, well,
and then
you do find it. Scope up
well,
there.
I'm not even there yet. And then you do find it, and it totally sucks. Makes you sick.
Mm.
And then you got to get the, you know,
yeah.
As you were mentioning. The,
sure. What you did yesterday.
Right. The colonoscopy, which it's fine. It's a major disruption in your day-to-day process. You gotta.
You don't get to eat for a whole day.
You don't get to eat. I had to take the day off from work.
Mm.
Sounds like a pain in the ass.
Give yourself
a
hit.
Your drum head, dude.
Somebody erased our 43 off the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got cleaned up a couple weeks ago.
It's been erased for a while. We noticed it a while back.
We gotta write something else up there, see how long it takes.
Hi, Sarah and Vinny. Emma Thompson plays Amelia's mom in the movie.
Oh. Last Christmas is the movie in question. There's a new George Michael song out called This Is How We Want You to Get High.
Right.
It's a weird song.
What did Vinny eat after his procedure? I had a spinach and mushroom omelet.
What kind of cheese did you
with? Potatoes. I believe it was, I don't even know.
Cheddar, probably?
No, probably a Jack.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then, and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I went for coffee.
Of course. You hadn't had coffee in 2 days.
Right.
Gotta get rid of that low-grade headache.
So, yeah. Omelet and potatoes is what I had with sourdough toast.
Sounds
good
delicious.
Right now,
yeah.
Huh?
Totally delicious. Mm. I want it right now. We gotta make an omelet for later. I usually feed Bryn when he comes over my house.
Yeah. What? You're going over to her house today?
Yeah. With Johnny Pod to cut.
That's right.
I thought that was on Mondays.
The job after.
No, it's different days. Whenever he can fit us in.
Oh.
We have to arrange our schedule around his. He's the one with the crazy schedule.
Well, he is a big star.
Yes, he is.
And she's got that cooking thing dialed, man. She knows exactly how I like my eggs. Mm. Nice and runny.
Oh. You like runny eggs?
I do like runny eggs.
I don't make them as runny as you want them, though. Because I make those little egg McMuffin sandwiches, and I don't like them to be too runny, because then you bite it and it's all over you.
Squirts all over, yeah.
So I do them a little. Best, so I'll take whatever.
Yeah, I do them a little harder for you in that.
You just take that free food.
Oh, you got it, man.
So good. God, those things are yummy. Maybe I'll just make that. I don't think we have any English muffins, though. Anyway, we'll figure that out later. Back to you, Vin.
You could always stop by the grocery store on the way home. I mean,
I don't know.
Would it actually kill you?
Call John. Just call
John.
Yeah,
I'll just call John and tell him to get it for me.
All right.
Honey, can you run my life, please? Thank you.
My pet peeve is late, folks.
Yeah.
15 minutes is understandable. But beyond that is rude.
Yeah.
And text saying you're running behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems easy. Mm-hmm. Right. Gives me a couple more minutes and I can go do something I want to do rather than sit here and wait for you like I got no friends.
You got no friends?
Seems like it. When your friend doesn't show up on time, you're just like, geez, I guess I don't have any friends. Yeah. I'm standing here by myself. Everyone just walking by.
How
like, oh, poor thing.
Friends.
I got
one
my tickets
depend on.
For Alice in Winterland. They must be talking about. She's on sale now.
She is. Alice is on sale.
Right.
Yep. Please join us. We'd love to have you. And listen, they're not going to last forever, so get on the stick.
I feel like these two need to Rochambeau for who closes.
I know.
I guess Kesha's bigger now.
She's big
than,
right now. Yep.
But Avril, come on.
I know. I was reading that she sold 40 million records. It's crazy. Well, 40 million albums, 50 million singles, and Kesha sold 14 million albums, but she's got 6.9 billion audio streams.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, but Avril had every girl in America looking exactly like her
for a period of time. She had a fashion line out for a while. She had these little hoodies.
She did.
Little
I don't know
ears
if it's still there. At Kohl's is where I saw them.
I liked them. I thought they were cute. They didn't come in my size. Weird.
I know.
Queen Latifah was smoking hot as Ursula. Great experience watching with My Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Chef's hat is a toque. It's pronounced toque.
Oh, I said toque.
It's toque.
Yeah, toque. I knew something like that. I know it from Joey Altman.
Oh.
Well.
T-O-Q-U-E, I think.
Right, but it's pronounced toke, like take a toke.
Take a toke.
Take a toke of that pipe.
Like a T-O-K-E, but with a T-O-Q-U-E.
You want a toke?
Well, I'll take a toke, but not a chef's hat.
Oh, so you do smoke?
No, I don't, actually. I was just trying to, play along with your joke.
Hey, Vinny, well, I was just trying to teach everyone how it's said and help you remember now. When you see that word, you'll go, oh, right, a toke, like a toke of the doobie weed.
Right.
That's how you say it, toke.
I take a toke, I blow it up into the top of my toke, and I put it on my head. Then I've got, like, a cloud of weed over my head at all times.
Hey, Vinny, that's exactly what they did for The Little Mermaid Live at the Hollywood Bowl a few years ago, but it was Sarah Bareilles as Ariel.
Oh, that must have been beautiful.
She is good.
She's an amazing singer. Yuzi, did you hand me something today where she's on some late night show tonight, or was that yesterday?
I think it was yesterday, and...
Kimmel or something, I think.
Yeah, something like that, one of the late night. I was thinking the same thing right now, too. Yeah.
She's so talented.
Uh-huh. I was this close.
To what?
See that? Sarah Bareilles.
You were standing near her.
Look how close.
If that's what you're talking about,
see
how close you were, I'm pretty sure you actually shook her. Hey, you might have even been closer than that, but you weren't close to nailing her.
Oh, yes,
No, you weren't.
Oh, my God.
You keep telling yourself that.
I will.
My friend.
You bet. Yeah, why you gotta ruin it? You can just let me enjoy that.
Okay.
Thoughts on Kat Von D's new blackout tattoo? I've never heard of it.
Oh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Here, I'll show you.
She got a new tattoo?
Got all her tattoos
it's a
covered?
It's the new thing that people are doing right now.
They're just painting themselves black?
I've
got a regular arm and I want it painted black.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she covered all her old work just black?
So... Is that it now? She just has no more real estate?
See if there's another picture in there.
She just wanted to have a needle puncture every part of her body?
I was reading about it the other day that tattoo artists are doing this. What's it called again? Blacking out? What's it called?
Blackout tattoo.
Blackout tattooing.
I don't... She do they looks cover like she's the done others, it to they... herself.
No, it was a some other dude did it.
I know... you know who Davey Havoc is?
Yeah.
The lead singer of AFI? He covered... So he was tattooed, sleeved. He's covered most of himself black.
Like in between the tattoos?
No, on top of them.
Just, they're gone.
Like I think he
I just
went,
have black sleeves on.
I got these things when I was this person, and now 20 years later, I'm not that person.
Now I'm a person who's dipped in black ink.
And I'm going to just cover them up because there's no getting rid of that much ink.
Right.
So he must have felt like they're fading, they're blurring, they don't represent me anymore. I don't know.
What a weird thing to just black yourself out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Can but I see the Kat Von D pictures? Thank you.
Anyway, I don't care what you do. So, Kat Von D, good on you.
Oh, she left like little tiny chunks. That's weird looking. Huh.
They're saying it's popularized in Singapore. Oh, by a Singapore artist. And their convenient way of hiding old tattoos.
Yeah, that's what... I believe Davey was doing.
Mm. Yeah, she left one on there, and it looks like she just covered everything else. Her skin looks traumatized. I mean, it's just really...
Well, tattooing is an injury. Mm. So it needs to heal, and it takes time. At least 2 weeks. That's why I won't get them in the winter, because I need to be going in the ocean.
Right.
Let's
get them when the surf's not up. Bruh.
Has Vinny told Mr. Laura he should if he knows how to contact him? Teachers love to hear they succeeded in shaping a kid. Yes, I have told him multiple times.
Good.
And he says he comes up here to visit, and I've told him how to get in touch with me, so if he ever wants to go to lunch, I'd take him. Uh-huh. But it just hasn't happened.
Wow.
But yeah.
I how old he is now.
I think he's retired is how old he is.
Well, I mean, you know. How old do you think he was when he was your teacher? If you were like a 15-year-old and he was in his 40s, I mean.
Right. Something like that.
Yeah.
Was it. He was also my wrestling coach, too.
Mm.
Those guys.
So the dude's probably like in his 80s.
No, not that old. What are you, what?
Nothing. Just pointing out how old we are all are now.
That was just math right there.
Yeah. It's a bad math joke. Oh, you didn't like that?
My son and I talk on the phone nearly every day. Today he started our conversation with, "I want you to know you're the best mom a kid could have."
Aww.
I really needed that. I'm tearing up remembering.
Aww.
Says 707.
Sometimes I read the old cards that my kids wrote me for Mother's Day. Like when they're being really mean to me, I just like read.
They liked me once.
They liked me once.
Vinny, that teacher was Mr. Hand and you were Jeff Spicoli.
All
right. Role model celebrity The Rock and his generosity and work ethic.
That's a good one.
And he saved the world just the other day in Hobbs and Shaw. I just watched it yesterday.
Thank God for those people who secretly save the world all the time, you know?
The things
they have a movie about them, who'd know?
I love that movie, but the things that they ask you to completely ignore are unbelievable. Like at one point, he's holding onto the truck and a chain that's attached to a helicopter, and he's holding the two things together while the truck drags the helicopter that's trying to pull the other way. And then, just as he's like, he takes it and throws it back down to the little wheel, and he throws the chain, and then it automatically attaches, and he wheels it back in.
Wow.
And you're all, whoa! And the helicopter never pulled away during all of that.
That's amazing.
The power of the helicopter.
Yeah. Was that the same helicopter that was dragging 10 cars behind it up into the sky?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Really? Sarah says fixer upper, and Vinny instantly pulls Chip and JoJo, and no one else falls over laughing their asses off.
Yeah, we all know he watches those shows.
Yeah, we know.
I don't watch those shows.
Yeah, just
but
like you didn't watch Friends.
They're on the television at my house regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know who Chip and JoJo are.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah's not the only one that idolizes those two. Mm-hmm. It's
you too. We get it. No, you don't have to say any more.
They're like,
you love them, right? They're amazing. Chip and Joanna. Oh, got their own channel now.
Vinny, it's chicken coop like soup, not a war coup. Ha 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 ha.
It's actually exactly the opposite of what you're saying. Yeah. The organic coup, as in the organic takeover. C-O-U-P. Coup is spelled with two O's. Or with an E if it's a car. C-O-U-P-E.
Yeah! Avril Lavigne!
I know!
And suddenly I'm 23 again and cruising on the freeway singing at the top of my lungs.
So fun. I'm really excited about this show. Are we sold out yet? Got to be getting pretty damn close, huh?
Probably. I haven't got that. No.
No, not yet.
Keep buying. Wait, buy those
on.
Up.
Hold what? On.
Okay.
There's like four tickets left. Hurry.
Yeah.
Hurry,
yeah.
Hurry right up.
LiveNation.com, everybody.
OMG, thank you for the breakfast burrito song. My one-year-old twins and three-year-old are obsessed.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. She is a three. He or she has one-year-old twins and a three-year-old?
That sounds like a party.
They're obsessed. I've used it for two nights when the nightly meltdown happens, and it totally turns into a dance party. Love you guys.
I love a dance party.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, having a three-year-old and then getting a pair of twins.
Lucky.
Breakfast burrito. Yum, yum. Breakfast burrito. Yum, yum.
Sorry, friends, I'm out of time.
All right, we'll take a quick break and be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.